Principles here. Principle as far as how can we promote that? How can we help transform people who are consumers? You know, Peter Pan Forever Club. How can we turn Peter Pans to become contributors, become leaders? People that you can rely on rather than emotionally Peter Pans and not ever growing. How can we do that? Well, I don't know. I don't really have an exact answer, but at least there are some principles. Theologically speaking, which could be part of our culture, is the idea that every believer can minister. That's a good philosophy. That's a good culture. That's a good theology. Ephesians 4:11, to equip the saints to what? Do the works of the ministry. So if you have that as part of your thinking process, then the trust factor would be easier. You see, every believer can minister. So. Oh wow. So pwede pala si Ian mag-minister. Okay. San kaya siya? Ano kaya ano niya? So then you start deciphering anong meron siya. And then from there, sino ba yung mga sphere of influence niya? Mahilig siya yung mga barkada niya, yung naka-skateboarding. So maybe that you can tap that. If pinagpipilita mong pumunta ng gantong university, mas skateboarding yung parang mas feel niya eh. Eh gusto niya yung short niya hanggang dito eh, yung ano niya nalalaglag na hanggang dito, kita na yung underwear dito sa likod. Nakita mo yun? Tapos, ano mo yun? Tapos yung dila ng shoes, yung sneakers, lumalabas hanggang sa floor na, di ba? Tapos yung hat niya, diretsong ganon. Hindi ganon eh. Ganon, di ba? Nakaganon pa, sa side pa, di ba? Tapos yung aso nila na nakawala, kinuha yung chain, nilagay dito. Have you noticed? Tapos, hindi mo napapansin, pag naglalakad, hawak actually yung dulo ng pants, kasi nahulog na actually yun eh. Kasi gumagano yun eh. Ganun yun eh. So, tapos may hawak pang skateboard. Di ba? Eh, paano? Pinagpipilitan mong pumunta sa Ateneo. yung skateboarders and dyan sa may Serendro, doon sa may pagitan ng doon. No? Saka ang oras nila ando doon, mga around 6 o'clock, ando doon na yung mga yun eh. Mga 5:30, naglilitawan na sila eh. Mga 7 o'clock, medyo mausok na yung lugar eh. Pagitan ng dalawang parking doon. Tapos mga bandang alas 8, alas 9, may sugat-sugat na konti dyan eh. May mga bukol-bukol na iba eh. yun ang gusto ni Ian eh. Ba't mo ipagpipilitan dun sa na iba? So in other words, there's that culture, that overarching idea that, hey, anybody can minister. Anybody can. In fact, history would tell us that was one of the major issue of Martin Luther. Well, was it Martin Luther? Yeah, well, initially, during the time of Martin Luther, he discovered something. Now, let's examine what he really discovered. Martin Luther came to a point where the Word of God was written in Latin or in some other languages. And as a German, he decided that there are so many German in Germany and in the German world. So he realized, how can the Germans understand Latin? How many know that makes sense? And the Bible was in Latin. And we're talking about the common folks. And he was so burdened with the common language of the people during that time that he decided to translate the Bible. Now, it just happened 100 years before that, somebody already did it but failed. Why? Because that guy, 100 years before that, tried to translate the scripture into English. His name was Wycliffe, John Wycliffe. What is his first name? But it didn't create a momentum because Gutenberg was not there yet, you know? The printing press? It just happened that it was during the time of Martin Luther that the printing press was invented, and when they were connected, it created something that is greater than a nuclear bomb. It produced a movement called Protestantism. Because a guy tried to democratize, if that's such a term, the Bible, the scriptures, to the common language. Democratization of the scriptures. Now, 100 years after Martin Luther, a guy by the name of John Calvin in Switzerland, this time empowered the people in his church to the point that people were given a chance, a shot at ministry. They were given an opportunity for ministry. I think he was the one who espoused the congregational mindset, I think, among Calvinists, voting in the church and so on and so forth. The people were given much power to vote or make, you know. It became so became so real in his church that it affected the entire city of Geneva. That the city now would, that the city start relying on what's going on in the church. That it affected the political picture scenario in Geneva during his time. And what did he do? This time, because Martin Luther started it, democratizing the scriptures, this time he empowered or democratized the people, or what we say, there's a theology that we can pick it up. We can pick it up from history. It's called the priesthood of the believers. You heard of that thought? Yes. The priesthood of the believers, and it was so real in his church. The people were empowered. Kaya ngayon meron yung congregationalist. Have you heard of movements like that? Meron din naman ang Presbyterian. In other words, a set of leaders leading. Parang Presbyterian tayo sa Victory, actually. Yung ibang churches, botohan yun. Alam nyo ba? Alam nyo ba yung pastor nila? They could vote out their pastors in churches. So if you guys are not performing, you're just going to be booted out. You know, you're going to have a kick in your pants and you'll be kicked out. In churches, they're like that. That's why they hire pastors. When I went to ATS, first time, it was a culture shock to me. Because I did not grow up in that kind of a culture. In our culture, people are raised from the ranks. When I went to ATS, I went to the bulletin board, to the shock of my life, wanted. Senior pastor of this church in Alabang, in Sapote, Alabang, and salary, we'll talk about it, something like that. I was looking at it for a long, long time, repeat. I mean, it's just a simple announcement. I keep on reading it, because I was shocked. I thought everybody's coming from the ranks. I didn't realize people are hiring pastors from other movements. Imagine mo, that was a shock to me in ministry. Na shock na yung baby Christian ako. Did I tell you I was shocked when I got born again, baptized last night, and then the next day I went to the lobby of the hotel, and the girls, American girls, approached me and said, "Are you here for the church?" I said, "Excuse me? Are you here for the church?" I said, "I'm sorry, what are you saying again?" So, binagalan, "Are you here for the church?" Church, yes. I was in a hotel lobby. Why are you telling me if I'm in the church? Crazy, right? Now to us, it's normal. But it's not normal to me. Why? It's not logical. I'm in a hotel and you're asking me if I'm in a church. Crazy, right? And yet we talk Christianese. We thought it's normal. No, it's not normal to me. I didn't know that the hotel lobby can be a church. I thought the church is, you know, this cross on top. The same way, when I went to ATS, it's another cultural shock to me. Wanted, senior pastor. Man, what a culture. Why is that? Because in churches, night duration of pastor, and then the congregation would vote. my set of elders, and usually the elders are businessmen, and they treat the pastors the way they treat their workers. And the pastors are, how can you treat the pastor that way? And you've not even been a pastor before. You don't really know the life of a pastor. So it was a little bit problematic, but I'm glad that Pastor Steve, that the team of people who are evaluating our pastors are also pastors. That's why even though I'm helping Metro Manila this season, I want to be a pastor. Before, I didn't want to be a pastor. Now, I want to be a pastor because if I'm in a church, I can minister better I can help better in whatever way to other pastors because I'm also going through what they're going through. They have children, I have children. I have one wife, they have one wife. They have this church, I have this church. So I can relate. But in other movements, the one leading them are businessmen. So hindi makarelate. So now there's tension in the churches. That's why they change pastors all the time. So I'm just giving you a picture. Yes, Maya?
Another picture din, just to share. Kasi estudyante pa rin po hanggang ngayon, na ATS. Yeah, yeah. Yung idea nila ng pagbibigay ng senior pastor is, one way is yung papasa ng preaching. So before they can give you the title of a senior pastor, dapat papasa ka ng homiletics, hermeneutics. Tsaka isa pang test. So you have to preach to a panel. And then kapag bumagsak ka sa isang area ng preaching, quote-unquote, hindi ka magiging senior pastor. And I was really surprised kasi one of my classmates is leading a church in Dagupan. So ang tawag, sa'yo, senior pastor. Tapos in-interview ko siya, sa'yo, I'm not a senior pastor. So ko, ha? Sinong nagli-lead na pastor dyan? Ako. So ko, ano yun? Sa'yo, hindi pa kasi ako pasado sa preaching ng itong area. Tapos nagulat, na-shock talaga. Tapos parang, yun nga, yung another...
The basis ng becoming a senior pastor is...
Kung pumasa ka. And so ko, I'm glad that tayo, even if our pastors would flunk sometimes in their preaching, yeah. I mean, hindi yun yung basis of leadership. Yeah. I mean, they can still lead their congregation. Yeah. So, ano rin po, na culture shock din ako doon, na parang, okay, yun pala yun.
But going back to this idea where Calvin had this, there's this democratization of the church. The people were empowered. It was so good, though, the effect of the church. The church was empowered. It influenced the entire city. And it so influenced the entire city that almost the entire Europe started adopting that same principle. That's where they got democracy. Now, some people in UP would say it came from the Greeks, way back pre-Christian era. But I'm telling you, it affected that part of Europe because of one man with the name of John Calvin who decided to democratize the church. The way Martin Luther, had that in the scriptures and make it available to the common folks, this time, John Calvin made it available. The ministry was made available to the church. That's why we have this, what we call in government, democracy. Okay, now democracy is not a bad word. To some, it's bad. To some, it's really... And it's good to know that there's some sense of that democracy that came from John Calvin in Switzerland. So what's my point? My point is there's that idea of the priesthood of the believers... where people are given the opportunity to be able to have a stake in ministry, be able to pray, be able to do some of the things, except the sacerdotal services like doing weddings, you have to be licensed by the government, but the rest, people are given that opportunity. So that's the theology. And I think that's the mindset. I mean, for me and Dennis, that's what we got from Latin America, that idea that everyone can be a minister, but not all will minister though. Let's just accept the fact that not all will minister. But at least you have that in mind that hey, you believe in people; they can have a shot at ministry. That's the theology. Number two, strategy. You gotta have a strategy, not just a theology, but a strategy in order to be able to create and be able to transform people who are just Peter Pans to contributors, to become be able to contribute and not just consumers. Number two, the strategy is as leaders, our job now, who is this guy that John Maxwell stole his idea of leadership is influence?
Sanders.
What's the name?
Oswald.
Oswald Sanders. Is it Oswald Sanders?
Oswald Chambers.
Chambers. Something like that. That guy. He got it from that guy. I think Pastor Paul mentioned it. That leadership has some it means influence. Now allow me to redefine it according to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. That leaders ought to be equippers. Okay? Equippers. In other words, if you're a leader, you had influence, but hey, influence for what? For your advantage? You become a cult leader? They follow you, everything you say? Is that what you mean by influence leadership? No. Our definition is, yes, there's a tinge of influence, but it's more on the purpose of equipping, to equip the saints to do the works of the ministry. I say that. That's what I would say. That's why in the last I of the four I's, identify, instruction, impartation, and
internship.
You know, part of the internship, I think, is the idea that, hey, we gotta equip people. Leadership is not just about influence, na ikaw guapo, ikaw na influence, sikat ka itong calling card mo. It's more than influencing them. It's with the purpose for them to become contributors by equipping them. That's why I mentioned about who are you with, who are you training, who are you constantly training. 2 Timothy 2:2 is one of the passage scripture that you should not forget. The things you've heard me say in the presence of all these witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will in turn teach others. Remember that scripture? 2 Timothy 2:2. Just in case you'll be given a chance to put a tattoo, that would be a great, great scripture to put on here. Just exactly between your bicep and tricep. You know, it's like 2 Timothy 2:2. That would be great. I went to the gym one time. There was a guy who put Psalm 23, the entire chapter, in this part. Yes. Yes. And you could imagine how large his bicep and tricep. But don't dare looking down because he has chicken legs. But anyway, so. sorry. Anyway, so he was doing, I was fascinated. Hey, Cristiano now, di ba? I read my Bible that morning. I went to the gym. Whoa! I don't have to have my Bible now. Excuse me, can you stay put? Stay put. Okay. Oh, I got my Bible reading already. Thank you. In the entire chapter of Psalm 23 here, the Lord is my shepherd. Imagine you've been tattooed the entire thing. Muscle lah, hindi fatsa, muscle talaga. And so, why did I say that? No, that's my suggestion. You put 2 Timothy 2:2 instead. Right here. Because that's our philosophy. We believe in people. We transfer it to the next. The things you heard me say in the presence of all these witnesses, entrust to what kind of men?
Reliable
men. Entrust to you, entrust to reliable men. Who will in turn teach others? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 generations right there. So you have problems with harvest, carrying all the harvests? Why don't we do that? Transfer it to David so that David can find a reliable Roland, so that in turn Roland can equip Percy. Now I'm not the only one equipping, even Roland can equip. Who can teach others. Who will teach others? Not the apostolic all the time. Roland can teach Percy's. The Percy's out there. So, that's crucial. So, it should be part of our mindset to have that idea. Not just the theological perspective, but a habit, a lifestyle of a leader. That should be the thing going on. Second Timothy thing. Now, number three, there's methodology. What's our method? Our method is go make disciples, yes, and, you know, and but I think in order for us to appreciate each other's strength, that's why you, who among you did your strength finder? Okay, no? Meron pang another book eh. Yes, strength-based leadership, how to lead your staff knowing their gifts. It's amazing, their strength. It's amazing kasi mafo-force ka, hindi ka blanket ang ano mo, blanket ang style mo. Si Ian, kung gifting niya is, alam mo yung strength niya, then you know how to navigate through that. And as a leader, you can use, I was telling, even in our sermon prep, every time I'm faced with theological problem, I can always rely on June Divierte and Winston Reyes. May walang patid yan. Mayroon akong problema ng isang word na hindi ko, ano kaya ito? And I'm in a hurry, I just give Winston a call. One time I called him, he was in a staff meeting upstairs. Bro, may staff meeting lang, pero okay yun eh. Kasi alam ko, si Winston, pagka merong na-challenge sa isang word, sa isang scripture, nangangati yun eh. Yung, alam mo yun, yung hindi mo pakaliw sa upo. Yung, I gotta open my commentary. I gotta... So, gustong-gusto yung nagtatribe siya dun eh. Ako, theology. Just give him a call, you know? So, I gave him a call. True enough, he called me. I mean, di ba ako nakapark? Pretty! Guess what? Ganto yan, bro. Tama ka, ganto yan. Thank you, Winston. I appreciate that. And it worked. Why? Because I appreciated his strength. Now, if it's about wordsmith, yung proper word to the right, ano, we're coming up with one-liner, one word. Man, I can always, you know, I mean, rely on Cleve or one of my staff, one of my pastors. Cleve, what do you think of this? One time, nag-text ako. Pinadalang ko tatlo. I have one word. Sabi ko, is this ultra-Calvinist? Question mark. I gave one my opponent. Is this ultra-Calvinist? They responded. Rico says, a little. But this is my proposal. Quang! Ganda nung proposal yan. And then, isa naman, hindi bro, okay lang yan. Talagang alam mong Calvinist yung pinagtanong ko. So, okay lang daw. So, I don't have to mention well the teacher's name. But when he said that, he was like, expected, di ba? Kasi, ano siya eh. But, you know, but pagdating sa isa. So, in other words, you can know already the strength of your staff or your leaders. Let them thrive in their giftings. Acknowledge it. Feed it. Parang gas. Umaapoy sila sa area nila. Buhusan mo ng gas para lalo pa. Para ma, you know, para mapagaan yung trabaho mo kasi you're acknowledging the gifts and maximizing their strength. So you have the mindset and the theology that everyone, that you believe in people that everyone can minister. And then your part of your main job description is to equip others. You don't do things alone. That your desire is to pass into the next. And then your style is you decipher the strength of others. Have you noticed? If you talk to King, ano ba? Pambira man, natatalo naman tayo lagi sa basketball eh. Ano ba pwede natin gawin? Si King ba tatanungin nyo sa Makati? Sino ba? Ikaw ba tinatanong? Hindi, ano? Mali, ano? Okay, sino ba tinatanong doon? Okay, alam mo yun, alam na yung strength eh. So, it's okay. Now, if you come to me and talk to me about swimming, you'd be bored. I don't have anything to say. You tell me about running, we have the entire day. Kasi you know my strength. Kung gusto mong ma-board sa akin, sige, pag-usapan natin swimming kasi wala akong masasagot dyan. Puro palpak ang report ko dyan. So we need to know each other. Okay? We need to know the strength of your staff and their giftings. I'm talking about spiritual gifts. There are times that medyo ano ko sa isang situation, sabi ko, I want to do something, but I cannot move forward. Actionary, di ba? Ano ba yung sa strength finder? Activation. You want to do something, but you can't kasi may nakaharang. So what I would do? I just call Julius. Julius, what do you think of this? Man, tell me. Just tell me. What do you think of this? What do you feel? What do you feel? Kasi prophetic eh. So what do you feel? And he would tell you what's his feeling. I said, you're right. Bang! Banat ka agad kasi may profit ka ng katabi. Na-feel niya na eh. Now you can move. Kasi you rely on each other's strengths. You ride on the waves of their strengths. Now, not medyo palpak sometimes, but at least, you know, may kasama kang nagkamali. Sisihin mo na lang afterwards. No, no, it's not me, it's Julius. So now we, you know, we just make fun. So, but at least it's both team. But anyways, but at least we've done something. But at least you magnify their strength. And every time I know that if I do that to Pastor Julius or Pastor Rico, every time I say, walang kamali-mali. If you say, you don't know what to do and it's about to start and you're still doing a staff meeting in the corner, just give the mic to Rico. He'll make things happen. While we're planning, just give a sign language and he'll do it. Even while he's on the stage, he'll do it. Why? That's his strength. He thrives and, you know, behind the mic. That's his. That's his zone. Why? Because you know his strength. Okay, so those are areas on how to transform Peter Pan's to flooding poles. I don't know. So I don't know how you call it. And then, that's the way, the method. And then the next one is the opportunity. As I've said, the worst thing that can happen to a person is to be identified, to be equipped, so gifted, and yet you don't give them a platform. Very, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. And I thank God for John Webb, for example. He'll come to me one Sunday, and he'll tell me, Ferdy, I'm telling you, this guy is good. He'll tell me, whose guy? Show me. That guy, no, don't point. Just show me. Just point to the direction. Tell me what he's wearing. See, I don't want people doing that way. That guy on the left, the one wearing, Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, you stay here. Let me just move towards that way. And then I go meet the guy, and true enough, John Webb is correct. And then I talk to the guy, talk to him what he's doing, and, you know, he loves his wife so much. He's a doctor. He's doing this. And then he has small group. He has lots of leaders. I go, wow, this is it. And John discovered it for me. Now I have to talk to him. Hey, Doc Dennis, right? Yeah, what kind of medicine you're... Oh, okay, great. And then I start talking with him and then give him a shot one time. And he did, prayed for the sick one time, give him a shot. It was amazing. The guy was anointed. And then John will come to me again and says, Ferdy, you got to try this. He's, I don't know. You know him, but I don't know if you really... I know, but... Bro, you try Yuli D, my brother-in-law. Yes, bro. I'm telling you, just give him a shot. We gave him a shot for the first time last week. Ann Jamon, our event service coordinator, whatever. She was just, her jaw was dropped. She couldn't believe we had a guy who could do the entire thing from praying for the sick and welcoming the guests up to the offering. He could do it flawless. First time. Hindi ko na lang sinabi, he's my brother-in-law, by the way. But the point was that people are given a chance. At least, to us. Kasi, I told John, guess what? We're going to be starting a church in Antipolo. It's up to you if you want to go there. But actually, he wanted to go there. So he told Mark, he told him, and now he's preparing to leave, go to Antipolo anytime soon when we start a church there. But before he's leaving, man, we have this bunch of leaders. So I think the same way, those are how we can change Peter Pan's to plodding Paul's, okay? Number one, you have to have that theology. Every member, priesthood of the believers, every member can lead, can have a shout out ministry. And then have a, as a leader, current leaders now, your job is to, as a leader, how do we define leadership? A person who can equip, who can mentor, who can coach others. Yes, leadership means influence, but hey, influence not for you to become a cult leader, but for you to be able to trust others and do ministry. And then find, decipher people's giftings and strengths. Alam niyan, minsan typecast na pero totoo eh. Pag sinabi mong June Escosar, wala na talaga, tapos na. Maupo ka na lang. Tapos na. Talagang, the same with Joseph's dad. He says, when I was in the campus, I would need speakers. to go and speak in our class on nationalism. Uso pa nun eh. Ako pa yung director nun, nationalism topic. I'll just give a call on Joey and he'd use his car. I don't know if he had a, you know, gas in his car, but he would go anyway all the way to Quezon City in anong school yun? AMA Computer, where John Tots and Mark, John Tots, the evangelistas used to be. I used to visit them there. He would go there and speak on nationalism. Every time he would do that, that's it. I mean, sikat ka na sa campus afterwards. Bonifacio na, nationalism pa. So talagang, and then you got now all the attention. I mean, it's done. I'm superstar in school. So the point was, even in the evangelical world, meron kaming family men's conference. They're thinking, who can speak? I just mentioned Joey, and that's it. That's always the problem. Let's try. So goes, and he spoke, that's it. He's been, I think, twice. He's spoken twice. So why is that? Why am I sharing this to you? I'm sharing this to you because I want you, even among yourselves, know the strength of that seatmate of yours. Ano ba lakas niya? Ano ba, saan ba lakas ni Glenn? Saan ba, pag si Glenn, if you think of Glenn, what comes to your mind, Jay?
Seven wonders.
No, are you sure? Kansas City kasi, ano? Yeah, okay. So it would be, it could be. Diba? When you think of Julius, what comes to your head besides having cool hair?
Worshipper.
Is that it? Is that what you think, Anna? Are you from Makati? Do you know him? Raising up leaders, you see? That's why guys are lining up in U-Belt because of his leadership. One of the guys is bringing in the harvest there. Yeah. What else? At least you know what I'm talking about? Among yourself, when you think of Bojo, what comes to your head?
Loverboy.
No more, because he's married. No more. Loving his wife, that's it. Yeah, well, when they think of Bojo, what comes to your head? Married na nga eh. I'm talking about gift. I'm talking about... Dito, loko pa rin, ano? Sige, let's move on. Anyway, so are you getting my point? At least alam mo na kaagad. So, that's opportunity. Give them opportunity. And if there's fifth one, synergy. Learn how to work together, chemistry. Teamwork, learning how to honor one another. Do you know that when I did that to Glenn, he was encouraged? Do you know that? But it's deliberate. I'm a leader. I'm a teacher. I'm teaching. And I said, if you think of Glenn, what comes to your head? I know I'm trying to ask you to think, but I believe he's also being encouraged. You get the point? So there's a why? Because why? Because, hey, she is the pastor of my daughter after all. You see, that's why I'm investing now. Okay. So, but the point is, team. You gotta know your team. Parang basketball din yan. Huwag mong pasan. Pag last minute, pasa mo na kay Jeremy Lin yan. Hindi nape-pressure yan. Pag hindi, ibigay mo kay Landry. You know, basta yung dalawang yan. May telepathy yung dalawang yan eh. Mga sign pa nga lang. Kung si Tibo nagpipray, ito, nagbabasa ng Bible. Yung dalawa, si Landry, si Jeremy. Do you know that? They read their Bibles? Do you know their style? Pareho silang geek eh. Parehong Stanford yung isa ano, di ba? Harvard, di ba? So what they do, they put their glasses. Makita sila? Put their glasses. And then, baba si Landry. Ganun si Landry. Tapos ganun si ano, di ba? Si Lynn. Pag ganun niya, pag gano'n, pag point niya gano'n, sasara niya, then suit uli salamin, geek kasi, di ba? Mga geeking nga sila eh. Suit na salamin, and then point to heaven. Tapos, they move on. Why am I sharing that? Eh, classmate yun eh. Matagal nang magkakila, parehong geek, magkaibigan pa nung araw sa Alto, whatever. Palo Alto. So, you know, you need to know each other's team. Yung sa team mo, sa grupo mo, para you can appreciate each other rather than competing, which is toxic to the atmosphere. Sa basketball court ka lang mag-compete. Sa team mo sa campus, collaboration. Determining the gifts and the strength of one another. Pagdating basketball game, forget about collaboration. Compete, win the game. But anyways, but when you go to the campus and working with one another, come on, appreciate each other's gift. Synergy. So number one, we have right theology. Number two, we have a strategy. Us as leaders, we continually strategize deliberately. Tag along someone with you. Don't be a superstar. Your superstar days are gone. Make it part of your past. You are now a team player. You need someone. You can't do it alone. The only thing, so you know that. Okay, number three, methodology. Decipher people's gifts. Know them. Meet with them. Appreciate their gifts. You know who to call if you need someone of long time to counsel. The guy is so pastoral and so patient. Tag him along. When I was invited to go to Dumaguete and there was a situation there with a businessman, I was wondering, what am I going to do with this businessman? And then, boom, John Webb. So I called John Webb and he flew with me. Know your team. And then number four, opportunity. Give them the first time. They failed you. Give them a second time again. Why do you do that? Because you're Christ-like. Christ was like that to Peter. He failed. He denied him three times. But the first thing he did when he came back, he looked for him. Peter, do you love me? I mean, we're talking about second chances here. Giving him again a platform for ministry. Don't you know he failed you? No. Do you love me? I'm just concerned if you love me. I'm questioning it because you denied me. No, I don't know. If it was me, I would tell that. But anyways, it was Jesus. He says, do you really love me? Because, hey, man, you denied me three times, man. I heard you. I heard the rooster, you know. And then so, yes, but, you know, yeah, but, well, take care of my sheep. Well, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Well, feed my lambs. Do you really love me? Lord, I'm tired of your question. And yet, Lord, you know my heart. He says, well, feed my sheep. Shut at ministry. Give them a chance. Have you watched that movie, Biscuit? Seabiscuit. Do you know, how many remember that movie? Raise your hands. Seabiscuit? Watch it again. Watch it again. It's not just about the horse named Seabiscuit. It's about the guy who's been retiring, I think. He was given a minute. That every horse that failed them, they shot them. And yet this time, you watch the movie. I think the same way, the way we treat our people, volunteers in church, in the campus ministry, they may fail you now. Yeah, but don't. Slap them on the wrist. I mean, talagang big time. I mean, you set them aside. Big time. If you need to correct him, correct. Matigas ang ulo, pok mo sa pader. I mean, he needed to go through the process. But after that, give him your trust again. No holding back. Some of us, we hold back. Remember what you did? Yeah, what about you? Remember what you did? Gusto mo, tayo na lang magpinpointan ng past eh. Give him a chance again, the way Jesus gave Peter a chance. And he did. Guess what? He changed history. Peter planted the first ever church. He was so bold, he didn't care. He was accused of being drunk, he didn't care. He reasoned from the Old Testament, and they shut their mouths. Then they asked the question, what shall we do, brothers? Or brothers, ka ngayon, kanina eh. You're calling me drunks. Diba? Now, what shall we do, brothers? Then repent, be baptized. I mean, imagine the transformation in his life. That's what I want to just lay down before you today in this class. Create that culture, that atmosphere. Be the gardener, cultivator of that culture, that environment. You need to continue to help create, recreate, manage that good culture that you have in the church. Every time I think of Malate, I think of so many leaders who are so passionate about the nations. I'm telling you, how many people Malate sent to the province? How many hundreds of people from Malate sent to 10 days and became missionaries? You just don't know. They did it deliberately. They did it deliberately. And so, those are good culture that you want to manage, you want to maintain. If there are some toxic things, be a leader, set it aside. Number one, don't wait for someone, let someone do it. You do it. Deal with the situation, deal with the problem. And then apologize later. Then, Steve, I'm sorry, I saw something like this. You know, it's okay. Siya mismo sabi siya, it's okay, I'm glad you did something. And palpak, pero at least you did something. Kasi alam ko na, i-review ko pag I didn't do anything. So that's the culture. And because you're a leader, if you feel something, you heard something, don't go call mama and say, mama, with your tail between your legs, you can go call mama because this and that. And hey, what did you do? You didn't say anything. Okay, that's your problem. You didn't say anything. You should have said something. But it's in the staff meeting. Yeah, but it was said among yourselves. Feel free to speak up. Don't be in a staff meeting and then there's something there and then you shut your mouth and then you go to a corner and start telling the rest. That's cowardice. Go, it was talked in, it's all in the table. Go ahead, speak up anyway. And then when you speak up and you agree, then move on as one team. As a strong one man. So, I don't know if I was able to address all the, philosophies and values behind what we're doing in the ministry, but at least I attempted this afternoon. Just don't invite me last minute so that I can prepare, but it's okay, no problem, it's my heart. But the point is, this is my heart anyway. I can say this in my sleep. But it's amazing. I'm glad I'm here. I'm given the opportunity to speak to you guys. There's nothing like being here. For me, this is strategic. Because you guys are the ones who are holding the baton for the next generation of Victory Leaders.